This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Continuing our coverage, this is breaking news out of Forney. If you're just joining us, police are on the scene of a shooting that happened near a middle school. Let's get the latest from LP Phillips.
And that shooting actually happened across the street from the Brown Middle School in Forney. Two were shot, two others have been arrested. Both of the victims taken to area hospitals, one apparently by care flight to Dallas Methodist, Dallas Methodist Hospital. No conditions have been released. Jasmine Porter lives near the school. She could see what's going on.
There is caution signs in front of the caution tape in front of the school. Wherever the car was at, there's the caution black and white tape there.
How far from the actual building is that?
It's literally like maybe a few feet. Because it's in the parking lot of the school.
Now is when the school is letting out. The school district has some distractions for that. For instance, that street near the school where the shooting happened is blocked off. That's literally alongside the school. And the district says buses may be delayed. Reporting live from the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you so much, LP. We'll keep an eye on that story, keep you up to date throughout the evening here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. And we told you about the Keller ISD's plan to split the district into two down Highway 377. Today, a few dozen students at their high schools came together to protest.
Students walked out of class and met outside a restaurant. They say the Keller School Board has ignored them and parents.
Some of us are risking suspension. Some of us are risking truancy status. You know, I'm personally risking UIL eligibility to send a message.
They should listen to us. It doesn't have to be like this whole issue and splitting people apart for no reason.
Some parents joined the protest, too, saying this affects other districts.
This is to break up public schools, just like the voucher scam is.
They have an extreme amount of debt. They want to offset that, and it's on the backs of lower-income families.
Keller ISD says the change would improve financial stability and provide greater efficiency. In Keller, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Fire Rescue says firefighter went to the hospital after a fire in the basement of a downtown building. This fire broke out the Davis building just after 5. Caused a lot of smoke and carbon monoxide. Some people had to evacuate. Dallas Fire Rescue cleared from the scene.
There's a home in Greenville that has treats mentally troubled and traumatized youth. It's been closed following the death of a child. The whole thing didn't come to light until this week when State Senator Angela Paxton mentioned it during a budget discussion to add more inspections for long-term care providers.
Tragically, in my district, there was an 11-year-old boy who passed away this past November while he was under the care of a licensed residential treatment center, which has since had its license revoked and children placed in other centers. The investigation is ongoing, so I will not speak to the particulars of the case.
Now, the Texas Tribune reports the child died while on a movie outing. The exact cause of death is under investigation. The Thompson Residential Treatment Center is closed.
Texas might get another major corporate relocation, at least on paper. Mark Zuckerberg announced on Facebook he's planning to reincorporate in Texas from Delaware. And he's moving part of his Meta teams to Texas from California. But the Wall Street Journal reports Zuckerberg might be looking at other states. Meta has the headquarters, and they'll probably stay in California.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it seems that 79% of Texans favor legalizing that wacky tobacco known as marijuana. That's according to the latest poll out of the University of Houston. Next big question is, do state lawmakers...
The closest thing to medical marijuana now in Texas is low THC cannabis prescribed for specific ailments like epilepsy and certain cancers. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller wants state lawmakers to get out of the way.
Just leave that up to the doctor, between the doctor and his patient.
Heather Fazio of the Texas Cannabis Policy Center fears the lieutenant governor's call to ban non-medical THC in Texas might stunt the growth of the medical cannabis industry.
Still is unreasonably restrictive, and there are barriers to entry for those who want to open up a cannabis business through that program.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, the man who actually made the trade wasn't there, but the players he traded for were. GM Nico Harrison, the man who traded Luka Doncic for to the Lakers, was not at the introductory press conference. One of the players, big man Anthony Davis, was. And he said when he heard the news that he'd been traded for Luka, he was shocked as anyone.
I don't know how, you know, tomorrow's going to be as far as, you know, the reaction. But, you know, I can't control that. What I can control is go out and just winning basketball games and helping the team do whatever I can. But at the end of the day, I'm going to, you know, get him life back.
Well, let's hope he does. He believes the Mavs can make some noise in the postseason. Mavs are at home tomorrow against the Rockets. Tip is at 2. So the real question is, how will Luka do in Los Angeles playing with LeBron? We all know what we think about the Mavs. Well, NBA Hall of Famer Charles Barkley says, don't be surprised if it's not a match made in heaven at first.
It's going to be a really hard adjustment for Luka Doncic, in my opinion. You know, because I've said, I think they're going to have a hard time playing together, because both of them are really ball dominant. LeBron can kind of get away with that. Luka's never played without the ball. He's going to have the ball probably less than he's ever had in his life. Like I say, LeBron is so great. He can make the adjustments. But Luka's going, number one, we've said, he's going to have to learn to play faster, because they're not going to play like LeBron and those guys are not going to do like he did against the Mavs, where he gets the ball 100% of the time. You know, he's going to have to learn to play the wing some, but listen, you just can't put great players together and think it's going to work.
All right, he makes some good points. Barkley says the Mavs are the better team right now and expects them to have a better postseason.
Yeah, is Shaq saying the exact same thing?
Maybe it'll work out short term, but for Nico Harrison's sake, he is betting it will, because if they don't,
You made it a great point, is mentioning the fact that Nico didn't bother showing up for this big news conference to introduce the players.
No. In fact, there's a report, and this is sad, that his family and he are getting death threats after this.
Gosh.
So he doesn't want to get any exposure right now. He needs to lay low.
Yep. Hey, this might make you look really good to your sig other, especially on Valentine's Day. You can be a hero in their eyes. There's a guy in Malaysia. He makes money as a villain for hire, You give him money, he shows up at your date and starts to harass your partner at the table. Then when you get up to confront him about it, you make him pay. The guy charges about $40 for the role playing. He says it's like WWE, no one really gets hurt, and he's the loser of the fight.
So you could basically beat this guy up for fake.
Yeah.
So we have the Super Bowl this weekend, and back in the day, the Cowboys used to contend for these kinds of games, but it's been a while. So how do they get back to the big game? Well, the all-time leading rusher and Cowboys great Emmitt Smith is in New Orleans for the big game and says, if the Cowboys want to get into that game again, they got to ask themselves a big question.
Do we have enough talent to do what we want to do offensively? And do we have the current players, infrastructure-wise, to fit in the offensive system that he wants to run? If we don't, we got to go get it. And if we got to go get it, is it better to get Gentry or is it better to trade away the pick to get more picks to build a team to get you back to where you need to be at quicker?
Now, the guys at 105.3 The Fan asked him, can Jerry Jones turn this team around?
If he goes back to the blueprint that established what the team was when he first bought the team, now it makes some sense to have Ashton Gentry. It doesn't make sense right now.
It seems a little fired up, if you ask me.
He's kind of sounded like Stephen A. Smith
there.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. The Cowboys have the 12th pick in the NFL draft. Now, you can imagine security is the utmost concern for officials in New Orleans ahead of the Super Bowl. You got Trump and Swift there. Oh, my Lord.
Fans from near and far have converged on the Crescent City for the Super Bowl, and they've noticed the security enhancements put in place ahead of the game.
Definitely the heightened security makes me feel better.
Probably the biggest weekend here other than Mardi Gras, so if there's any time to have heightened security, it's probably this weekend.
Thousands of people are filling the French Quarter for parties and other events held in conjunction with the championship match, while thousands more are taking part in the NFL experience at the Montreal Convention Center. While some fans are rooting for their hometown teams, a few others are picking sides based on rivalries and love affairs.
Buffalo's not here, so I don't want KC to win.
I knew Travis Kelce before I got here, because he's with Taylor Swift.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
Well, the NFL is going to play a game next season in Ireland.
The NFL says the Pittsburgh Steelers will play in Dublin at a historic location.
Croke Park, the largest stadium in Ireland.
And the Irish capital joins Madrid and Berlin as first-time hosts of NFL regular season games in 2025, and the plan is to play a game in Australia in 2026. The Steelers have had a long-standing partnership with the athletic association that operates the Dublin Stadium. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Well, now might be the perfect time to get those flights arranged for spring break. Frontier Airlines cutting fares to some cities to as low as $19. It includes flights out of Dallas to Vegas, Orlando, Phoenix, San Diego, Denver. Discount tickets can be used as late as May 21st. Now, the sale ends Sunday night. Did you know that Google Maps is now 20 years old?
Nope.
It just released a list of some of the most popular places on the maps over the last two decades. It looked at the most photographed places and the most reviewed. Google Maps says two of the most popular barbecue places in the world are here in Texas, Terry Black's in Austin and Hard Eight Barbecue in Coppell. And Google says Little Elm Park is one of the most reviewed little places in the world.
Little Elm Park? It doesn't actually mean little people are running around
there. No. The author said, since I'm little, I wanted to know what the most famous little places are. And she found Little Elm.
I guess.
Any reason to include yourself in the story?
No. I'm nice and tall. 6'3". 442, right, or 24, that is, right now. We're talking Bloomberg Nancy Lyons looking at the markets.
Austin, investors had a negative reaction today to a weaker-than-expected jobs report and news that President Trump plans to announce reciprocal tariffs next week. The Dow lost 444 points. The S&P was down 58. The Nasdaq slipped by 269. Crude oil futures rose 0.5% to $70.95 a barrel. The job market did cool off in January. Employers added 143,000 jobs when most analysts expected a gain closer to 170,000. The unemployment rate did tick down. Wages ticked up. All in all, most experts say they do not expect the Fed to move away from its cautious stance on interest rate cuts. Sources tell Bloomberg Apple plans to unveil an upgraded version of its lower-cost iPhone SE as early as next week. It's part of Apple's efforts to boost its iPhone business that saw a 1% decline in sales during the holiday quarter. The new iPhone SE is expected to cost a little more than the current $429 when it goes on sale, possibly by the end of the month. I'm Nancy Lyons with Bloomberg Business on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.